You're listening to the So You Think You're Intuitive podcast, a podcast to help you reactivate, grow, and trust your intuition so you can live a more empowered and connected life. Join me, Natalie Miles, spiritual mentor and psychic medium, every Wednesday for inspired conversations, guidance, and practical tips on how you can work with your intuition in your everyday life. Because who doesn't want to trust their intuition more? Welcome back to So You Think You're Intuitive. I'm Natalie Miles, taking you on this journey to reactivate and trust your intuition to become a conscious intuitive. It's April. Welcome to April. Welcome to this April energy forecast episode. I've been really looking forward to channeling this episode through for you. It's one of my favorite episodes of the podcast each month, and I know it is one of your favorite episodes too. It's one of the most downloaded episodes each month. If you are new to the podcast, welcome. Welcome to this community. These energy forecast episodes are here to help you navigate the themes and the energy for the month ahead, the themes that we experience as individuals and as a collective, because we are all connected. And we see that more so than ever right now with what's happening across the planet with COVID-19, that we realize that we truly are all connected. I want to start this episode by doing a big shout out of gratitude, love, and thanks to all of our frontline staff globally right now who are helping us to beat this virus. So a big shout out to our nurses, doctors, hospital workers, frontline workers, supermarket workers, drivers, mail workers, the teachers who are teaching the children of frontline staff, the restaurants and takeaway staff who are still delivering food to people, those who are helping the elderly and whose health are compromised by making sure that they have food and supplies, those people who are looking after the homeless and are helping them navigate this time as well. So thank you for everything that you are doing. What you are doing to support our communities is so key and paramount. So thank you for all that you do. It's also been really moving to see which companies and brands have stepped out, which manufacturers have changed what they're making and now making ventilators and medical clothing PPE, and breweries who are now not just making alcohol but are making hand sanitizer as well. I really love seeing the companies and the leaders that are stepping up at this time. In Vancouver at 7 p.m. every day for the last week or even 10 days, at 7 p.m., everyone comes out on their balconies and claps, plays musical instruments, bashes saucepans and makes noise. There's even been fireworks. It has been a really important milestone in the day and something that I've been looking forward to as I self-isolate at home, where I kind of where I really look forward to 7 o'clock and seeing everyone out on their balconies and the chance to share love and share gratitude for those frontline workers and just to see other people on their balconies. All in that collective energy of thanks, which has been really emotional and powerful. And I've been seeing that happen across New York and other parts of the world where people are really coming together. Before I jump into the channeled message, there are a couple of announcements. My one-on-one sessions for April are now live on my website. So if you signed up to my newsletter and missed out on the priority booking, you can now book online via my website for my one-on-one sessions. And in April, I have two discounted sacred guidance circles. These sacred guidance circles are a special intimate group. It's a maximum of 12 people, and I channel messages for the group. I channel messages for every individual, and everyone gets to ask me two questions. So if you would still like guidance from me and you can't afford a one-on-one session at this time, but you would still like to have some guidance, these sacred guidance circles are really powerful because the group that comes together are all experiencing the same themes. So spirit brings everyone together so that you're not just getting your own messages, but you are getting messages from right across the group, the wisdom, the tools. So you'll receive messages from across every single participant. They are happening Friday, 10th of April, 11:30 a.m. PST, and April 21st at 6:15 p.m. PST. I chose two different timings so people can join from anywhere in the world, and they are $133 to join. And the circle runs for about 2 hours. I'll put a link into the show notes of how you can sign up, whether it be for a one-on-one hourly session with me or the group sacred guidance circle. This episode is brought to you by Skillshare. And with everything that's happening in the world, we're at home and we have the space to explore new skills, connect with our creativity, and reignite those old passions that we have been putting off. And Skillshare is an online community where millions of people from all over the world are coming together to get creative. They have thousands of inspiring classes for creative and curious people on topics like design, illustration, writing, video, photography, lifestyle topics, and so much more. What's different about Skillshare is that you can also interact online with the community and share what you are learning too. And I love this interactive element. I've signed up. I've got 2 months free. And the classes that I am really drawn to are Creative Writing for All, a 10-day journaling challenge, Drawing as Self-Discovery. Last year, I really tapped back into painting again. And so I'm going to be using Skillshare to improve my drawing skills. And the other one that really jumped out to me, they have a course called Happy Houseplants, Caring for Your Plants. My plants need some more TLC, so I am going to definitely be checking out the Happy Houseplants class. Why I love getting creative is, for me personally, it allows me to have a deeper connection to my intuition and a greater way of expressing myself. I know that when I'm really allowing myself to tap into the creativity and my imagination, it heightens my intuitive gifts. So for all listeners, you can explore your creativity and get 2 free months, yes, 2 free months of premium membership at skillshare.com/Natalie. Yeah, that's 2 whole months of unlimited access to thousands of classes for free. So get started and join today by heading to skillshare.com/Natalie. That's 2 free months of unlimited access to thousands of classes at skillshare.com/Natalie. So let's jump into this April energy forecast. The energy theme for last month, for March, was attunement. Attunement, and we were being reminded that our energy was being attuned, that we would be reconnecting to the root energy center. we'd be looking at our relationship to safety, fear, feeling anchored and being in control, looking at our relationship to trust, and that it was a month of attunement of our energy, attuning of our boundaries, our bodies, and how we react to the exterior chaos. And this energy, this attunement, was a big preparation for the energy of April. The theme for April is the empty room. The empty room. And we are taking this attunement energy and connecting with it and working with it on a deeper level. But just notice how your body feels just by hearing the title, The Empty Room. You might be thinking, well, that's not very positive. I need some positivity right now. Do you feel a drop in your stomach? Your mind questioning instantly and wanting to fill the empty room. Emptiness can bring up so many feelings. Feelings of uncertainty, worry, fear. We can want to try and pretend that these feelings don't exist, but they do. As individuals and as a global collective, we are all experiencing this empty room at the same time. Being in this place can bring up so many emotions and will show you so many patterns about how you live. But are you willing to sit in the empty room? Are you open to surrender control to the not knowing? Not knowing the outcome, the meaning, or the reason for what has happened and will happen. We are all trying to make meaning and understand what is happening as we experience this loss, the disruptions, the inconveniences, and change that is out of our control. In this empty room this month, we are going to be shown our relationship to control. Do we fill the empty space with doing and action and extending ourselves to feeling control? Do we try and control others with our interactions with others to fill the empty space? Do we try and control the need to know dates, timings, and when things are happening to give us a sense of control in the empty room? What is our relationship to time? Do we naturally want to help others or lead others because we don't want to look at what comes up for us personally in our empty room? In the empty room, you are being given a space to be, to experience and feel whatever needs to come up for you. But keep asking yourself as you are in this space, am I trying to fill the space? Am I running from this space? Am I scared of what might come up in this space? Am I trying to control this space? We have experienced a global collective trauma. A collective trauma that none of us can truly be prepared for. Let us not underestimate this energy, that it may in turn bring up unresolved personal and ancestral trauma. Trauma over death, the passing of loved ones, safety, access to food, relationship bonds, love and self-worth. This empty space allows us an opportunity to feel all of our emotions, not to suppress or pretend they don't exist, to grieve, to cry and let the tears flow, to release the mask you wear for the world, to not run away from the emotions, or even try to work out where they come from. Just to be with what comes up. As you move through the month, allow the waves of feelings to flow through you. Do what you have to do. Be how you have to be. No expectations. Releasing the idea of how you think you should be in this empty room. As parents, fathers, mothers, leaders, bosses, friends, lovers, how do you want to be seen and heard at this time? In this empty room this month, we are looking at the difference between reacting and responding, and acknowledging that being in the empty room requires no communication if it doesn't feel good for you. That text message, the social media response, or filming a video, you can be alone in this empty room if that's where you need to be. You can retreat inwards into the self, a voyage inwards to rebalance, to pause, to rest, to process, to be. Are you reacting to what's happening and feel the need to respond? Or are you not ready to respond because you don't have all the words? Respond when you are ready. This is about being comfortable in the empty room, in how we communicate with others. Am I feeling obligated to respond? Does it feel aligned to lead right now? Or do I feel like I want to wait and pause? You have authority to limit the news, social media, in this empty space. Don't feel pressured to know all the details of what's happening everywhere across the globe or how all of your friends are dealing with it. It can also be overwhelming with so many people offering support, things to do, learn, try out, when all you might be feeling is this need to pause and rest. Practicing self-sovereignty in the empty room will support you with all of this information. And know that if the exterior energy heightens and feels overwhelming, know you can retreat and cocoon to the empty room. And even in this collective change that's happening, that you are feeling that you have no option but to do or support, as your life has been turned upon its head, it's about finding the small moments throughout the day for you. These small moments of being in the empty room will help to support you, taking off all the pressure to respond to others. The empty room may feel limiting, that there's no hope or way out. It may feel uncomfortable in your emotional, physical, and spiritual body. Seeing through this limitation is all part of the process. We are not used to being in this space. We weren't expecting to be here. Acknowledging it's uncomfortable and not pretending it isn't is part of being in the energy of the empty room. Notice how your body feels. If it feels tired and it wants to sleep, let it. If you feel fired up on all cylinders and ready to go, let it. But always ask, is this my response to wanting to feel more in control at this time? We are in a liminal in-between state as individuals and the collectives. an opportunity in this empty room to see it all, to see the unseen, to see the truths of our lives and the collective. We're being asked to see it all, to step into the energy of trust, surrender, and courage, tapping into our inner power and self-sovereignty. For in this empty space, we allow ourselves to experience our true essence, our talents, our strengths, our emotions, our gifts, our self-worth, and our love. We become purposeful in our lives and realize what's important in the empty room. We see what we don't need in our lives. We see how we filled our lives with things that we don't need or that aren't aligned. We might notice how we numb in the empty room, the ways we try and escape this space, the things in our society we use to escape. What do you use? What's coming up for you? What have you noticed you go to when it feels uncomfortable? In the empty room, we are seeing our relationship to our own inner world and the outer world, as we can feel isolated and not physically connected. In the empty room, there will be power struggles for the individual and the collective. As leaders try and keep control and maintain power in this time of uncertainty, notice which leaders react versus respond. We must also be aware of the abuses of power that are used in the empty room. In relationships, it can also bring up uncertainties. Trust what is being shown to you and respect what is being brought up for others. We are all on our own journey. Give people space, time to process what is happening to them. In this empty room, we can see the hidden truths that we didn't want to see as individuals and as a collective. We are being presented these in this space as an opportunity to evolve and learn. It doesn't mean we have to act straight away or rush into something, but that we are open to see it at this time. Notice what comes up for you. Your voice may begin to be reactivated to speak your truth. The empty room might look empty, but there is beauty in here. We see our adaptability. We see that we are not alone. We see community. We see friendship, standing together. We see being purposeful in how we live. We see the connection that we have. We see the love. We see our connection to our intuitive gifts as we slow down, notice, and feel. We can be open in the empty space to receive the intuitive voice of guidance to help us navigate this time. Take every moment and every day as it comes in the empty room this month, trying not to future think and worrying what might happen and how things might look like. But if you can, bringing it back to allowing you to find the present moment and really feeling into whatever it's bringing up for you, whether it be love, sadness, fear, gratitude, anger, frustration, or uncertainty. For we are being asked to slow down and pause in the empty room. That's why it's empty. For when we feel like it's empty, we can truly open ourselves up to the self, to who we are, and what the collective energy actually looks like. To let it all flow. You are supported in the empty room, even if it doesn't feel like it. Our ancestors and spirit team are connecting with us in this space. The ancestors who have experienced global trauma in history are particularly stepping forward at this time. They know what it is like to face the unknown, to look at the relationship to death, to our fragility, to living, to love, to surrender it all up and embrace the empty room. They are here to support you. Do what you want in the empty room. Do what feels good. Read, eat, watch TV, exercise, stare out the window, cry, write, take a bath, do a crossword, get creative, but do not feel pressurized to create in the empty room. Don't just do because you think you should be making the most out of this time. This is part of the societal programming of doing. Doing, being successful, being wealthy, a fear of missing out. Nothing will miss you in the empty room energy this month. Nothing will miss you that's for you in this empty room space. Trust, release control, surrender, allow yourself to be however you need to be. The empty room is here for you. It might not feel magical, but it's a space full of beauty, magic, transformation, potential, acceptance, and the unknown. A space to find our calm, our center, our anchor, and being grounded. The energy of the empty room is a change for the collective. We don't know what the exact change will be, but we know that this impact is a spark to create new structures, ways of living, being, and connection. Trust the energy of the empty room. The energy invocation for this month is, I am safe in the empty room. I can show up as me in the empty room. I don't have to put on a mask in the empty room. I am not alone in the empty room. Briefly want to touch on some of the astrology for the month ahead for April. I'm not an astrologer and I always caveat that, but I wanted to share some of the dates. We have a full moon in Libra on April 7th and a new moon April 22nd in Taurus. And for both of these, it is what comes through for me when I'm tapping into it energetically is that we might feel like the exterior tension heightens. We might notice what we can't do, the restrictions that are coming up for us. And so this is why we are really being called to look at the energy of the empty room and how we can retreat into this space during this time. And that isn't about spiritual bypassing and not pretending what is happening, because we all know what we are experiencing. But knowing that this month, as things heighten energetically, that you can practice the self-sovereignty around being in this space. I've been sharing a message to friends and family, and I shared it on the last Sacred Guidance Circle. I've been getting this intuitive message for a while to make sure that you are backing up your computers. If you save a lot of documents to cloud sources like Google Drive or Dropbox, I've been getting the intuitive message to really make sure I have everything backed up onto an external hard drive as well, just in case. And I'm not sharing this out of fear, I'm just sharing this out of preparation. And I found it really interesting because an astrologer that I follow Pam Younghans mentioned it in her astro forecast this week, that this is in the planets too, with a connection between Mars, Saturn and Aquarius. So if it feels aligned for you and you feel called to, just make sure that you back up everything on your computer so that you have access to it on an external hard drive if you can. But there is lots of big astrology out, so many things that I've been reading, but I want you to receive that information from the real astrologers out there. So follow Chani Nicholas, Pam Younghans, Jaleesa Cypress, who was on the podcast back in December talking about the astrology for 2020. And she was joined by Colin Bedell of Queer Cosmos. So yeah, go and check out those astrologers to support you during this time. There is also a guided meditation that goes with this episode for the energy of the empty room. This is a channeled guided meditation that I don't know where it's going to go, but I just channel it through. It's a guided meditation that I use personally each month to really help me navigate the energy that comes up during the month. And you can do this guided meditation once or many times as you feel called, but it is here to support you during this month and the energy of the empty room. And I'll put a link into the show notes of how you can download this guided meditation. I love channeling through the guided meditation. And once you've downloaded it, if you feel called to share your experiences, please reach out. I'd love to hear from you. But let's get this message out there. If you feel called, please share with a friend, even if they're not spiritual, but feel like that they could take something from listening to this channeled energy on the month ahead. Share with your community, your family, your friends. This is how this podcast has grown, is really by word of mouth and sharing the episodes, especially the energy forecast episodes. I also wanted to mention that when the theme of the empty room came up, I then realized that Kim Kranz has a card in her new archetypes deck called The Empty Room. So just wanted to do a shout out to Kim Kranz and her archetype deck that she has brought out. Go and check it out. It's a beautiful deck. It's super powerful to work with. So yeah, if you feel called, go and check out Kim Kranz's archetype deck. And I will put the link into the show notes as well. Also, if you are feeling really isolated and alone in this empty room energy, please reach out to a support professional, a therapist, a doctor. Know that you aren't alone at this time. So please reach out to your local charities. There are a lot of free support groups right now, including support, guidance and advice around getting food and making sure that you are looked after during this time. This month's online energy collective will be around this theme of the empty room, and it's going to be love in the empty room. I feel that really strong that we're going to be connecting to love in the empty room. It's going to be on Wednesday, 15th of April. So put the date in your diaries, and we're going to be connecting to the magic and energy of the empty room. We're going to unlock what it wants to show up and what is coming up for us in this space. We're going to look at our relationship to control and intuition in the empty room, and I'm going to guide you to really reactivate your intuitive gifts and guide you to connect to loved ones and ancestors who want to step forward. It's going to be a potent online event that you can join anywhere in the world. Plus, now there are multiple ways that you can sign up for this. You can sign up for this as a one-off event where it is $25 to join this month's the April Energy Collective. And you can sign up to join live or do the replay. Or you can now join the Energy Collective, which means you get to be part of the community and you get some additional perks, which includes discounted access. You get discounted access to the monthly event. You don't need to remember to sign up every month. You get it automatically in your inbox. You get access to the collective portal and community conversations. You get full access to the library of previously recorded monthly Energy Collective events, which is like over 25 hours of content. So you can do all the past collectives you missed out on, which includes the Equinox Attunement from last month and the Connecting to Your Womb Wisdom event the month before. Plus, you get free access to the channeled guided meditations for each monthly energy forecast. So you get access to all of that content for $17.50 a month, which is billed month to month and cancel any time. And we have a special frequency offer right now that basically means you get access to this month's event and all the previous content for $10 a month. You pay $120 for the year, which means you get 1 year's worth of Energy Collective events and content for the next year. And you get to keep this fixed special pricing for life. And so the special frequency offer, which is $10 a month, is valid between now and Tuesday, the 7th of April. So you can sign up for the monthly Energy Collective as a one-off at $25. You could sign up for the month-to-month, which is $17.50, billed month-to-month, cancel anytime. Or there's the special frequency offer right now until Tuesday the 7th of April, where it's $120 for the year, which is $10 a month. So if you want to join the Energy Collective and join the community in new ways, this is the way to do it. Thank you for listening to this episode. It is going to really be a month of surrendering and being vulnerable in this empty room energy and just allowing ourselves to be exactly how we want to be and feeling it all and trying not to force the process. We are in this together as a global family and community, and it's an honor to support you during this time weekly with these podcast episodes. So thank you for subscribing and being part of this community. And if you feel called, please rate and review on iTunes. It just means that more people will find this podcast too. Sending you so much love and so much support during this time. And I will be back next week with another episode on the podcast. Next week's episode will be about how do we put this all into action? How do we bring in the themes of the empty space into our lives? And what does that look like? And I'll be delving deeper into that. And I know channeling new information too, because so much is happening in the exterior right now. So I know that I am going to be channeling specific new information that wants to come through. And that has been a theme that's been coming up. They're like, you're going to be channeling new information on the energy each week. So yeah, expect more information like this main energy forecast to run through all the other episodes going forward in the podcast. Thanks for listening. Bye.